Greetings in Jesus' name on this 20th day of June, the year of our Lord 2022. It's currently in the 40s outside. We had snow up in different parts of Maine, up in the mountains above 5,000 feet. There was snow this weekend. It was a cool weekend. Highs yesterday right around 60, upper 50s, 60. But we'll rebound this week and get the temperatures back up to where they are supposed to be. Had a blessed day yesterday. The Lord encouraged us in a great way through the Word of God. And we had full attendance in the Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Sunday afternoon services at our mission that we're helping there in Wells, Maine. And just no time for sad stories. The Lord moved and we give Him the glory. He was able to baptize one last night, and we're continuing to see people touched by the Word of God and believing the Lord for His best. We must be careful with apathy. Apathy comes in like a flood, and we get this attitude, I don't know, and I don't care. And the Lord speaks to us about that. And we need times of revival in our life where we repent from apathy. And of course, those years of COVID certainly did not help the apathetic spirit that we're experiencing. Do you know today that there are some people that are never going to get their Sunday night services back? They've just admitted to the fact that they're gone. And I'm not one of those. I'm going to stand up and scream and holler and shout and say, we must consider the Lord's day all day. And I'm going to be one of those that's cheering on that we must be stay faithful to the Lord on the Lord's day and during the week and Monday through Friday and Saturday and be faithful. And the Lord will help us. Certainly, I know that He will. In your Bible today, I want you to look with me in Nehemiah chapter 12 and verse number 43. My heart stirred this morning studying the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah 12 and Nehemiah 13, the last two chapters of this great book of the Bible, where God's Word says, also that day they offered great sacrifices. There's something that happens in the life of the believer when they offer great sacrifices. And we must ask ourselves these questions today. When was the last time that we offered great sacrifices? When was the last time that we said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to give real big. I'm going to give a big offering, and I'm going to sacrifice and give a big offering to the Lord. When was the last time that we offered great sacrifices of our time? We are doing our best as a people to reach our area for Christ and to try to get people to go out and evangelize and go door to door and reach people with the gospel. It's like pulling eyelashes out. It's like, ouch, ouch. People are, I'm busy. I've got to go to the lake. I've got to go to the beach. I've got other things to do. And we are in a desperate need of revival in our land. And it's, I'm telling you, it's tough. When was the last time you made a great sacrifice and said, I'm just going to go soul winning. I'm just going to reach somebody else with the gospel of Christ? When was the last time we had these great sacrifices of giving and great sacrifices of time and great sacrifices of doing something extra? When was the last time that we did that? The Bible says here in this passage of Scripture, and they offered great sacrifices. And number two, they rejoiced. They said, hallelujah. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. We were in captivity just the other day, but thank God I'm free. And I know the song wasn't around then, but they could have sang, thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Whoop! Hallelujah. Man, they could have just shouted the victory and just begin to sing. The Bible says they offered great sacrifices. The Bible says they rejoice. And the Bible says, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. You might as well just clear you out a spot right where you're at and shout a little while. God made them rejoice with great joy. That's the one that promotes us. That's the one that encourages us. That's the one that causes us to get thrilled about the good things of the Lord. And on that day, this is what happened. The Bible says, the wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off. When was the last time that somebody heard our church singing songs outside of the walls of the church. When was the last time that this happened? Here in these days of post-captivity, God did something for them. I'll tell you what's going on in our world. You may not like this today, and you may turn off the radio dial, and you may tell the computer that, hey, computer, you're broke. That's fine. I understand it. But I'm going to herald it from the housetops. We're not captive to the Babylonians today, but the world has us captive. And the reason why when we come to church, we don't have any shout. We don't have any jump in our step. And we have to be kind of promoted like a pep rally and try to work it up is because we've been captivated by the world the whole entire week. I'm talking captivated. We look like the world. We smell like the world. And what we need to do is experience some old-time sanctification and get cleaned up and get ready. And then when we come to the house of God, God turns our sorrow into rejoicing. And God makes us to be excited. And our joy is heard afar off. People begin to hear it. They begin to hear the shouting. And I'm telling you today, we need to get after it for the Lord and be a part of what He's doing and understand that the world has nothing to offer us. And let's be busy about the Father's business. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.